WRHU News time is 5:47. Thank you so much to Danny for that report. Of course, March is Women's History Month, and to continue WRHU's coverage, we now welcome the Executive Director of New Hour, Serena Liguori. New Hour works to support women and children impacted by incarceration. Serena, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, especially during Women's History Month. Grateful to be here.
Of course, it's our pleasure. And while 19 is an age when many people are getting into adult life, you spent the age of 19 in prison. So what was it about that experience that made you want to have an impact on other incarcerated women across the country?
Absolutely. You know, my experience with the justice system made me really recognize the failure, the systemic failures that women face constantly. Survivors of abuse, women coerced into crimes, many people who turn to substance abuse because of trauma. And I very quickly realized that there was just simply no support for women across Long Island who had the stigma and shame of incarceration. And so that's why we founded New Hour.
And your website states how difficult it is for women to get reentry or supportive services. So how does your nonprofit ensure that this is no longer the case?
One of the things that I did was put together a vision plan for addressing the issues that women have, and in fact, the issues I faced myself. And my goal was really to say, how do we provide access to resources, a reentry community return plan? So because women should be able to start planning for their reentry into the community from day one of their incarceration. Many want to be reunited with their children and want to have a livelihood, want to get beyond abuse. And frankly, that is really the goal of New Hour. We also very much want women to understand that they can move beyond their worst choices or even choices that they felt they had no choice in that ultimately led to their incarceration. And today it's so wonderful because we have children come in whose mothers come to us, and the children get to see their mothers as real leaders that they can look up to who have overcome serious trauma.
Talk to us about that process from the moment a woman gets that freedom back from being incarcerated. What are the first steps to really get involved with New Hour?
Well, the best way to contact us, we have 15 programs a week in the Nassau and Suffolk jails. We accept collect phone calls from Rikers Island and from all of the jails. And we even communicate via JPay, which is an email system for women in state prisons. And most often women want to know, what do I do first? I'm trying to find stable housing, finish a substance abuse program potentially, stay away from an abuser, figure out a way to get my children back and take custody of them or support them. And so there's a lot of moving parts for women. In fact, most women, 9 out of 10, who are incarcerated are survivors of abuse, and 3/4 of women behind bars are mothers. And also, the rate at which women are becoming incarcerated has shot up drastically and dramatically. It's the largest population of people growing behind bars.
You talked about Rikers Island. You mentioned it briefly. And throughout the news, it's been circulating the conditions of Rikers Island and how bad the conditions are. When you think about the conditions of Rikers Island, how does that put a wrench, if at all, into the plans that New Hour has?
We are dedicated to working with women at Rikers. At one point, they were moved to the state prison about 2 hours away, Bedford Hills, and then moved back to Rikers Island. Women who are stabilized are able to best come back into the community and become stable. We're really looking forward to doing more work in person at Rikers Island. We're going to be launching that this coming month. And there's about 250 to 280 women who are there. That's a relatively small number of women, which to me means that we can make huge strides and differences for them.
Giving back to the community and to re-entering the community, what roles are there once they get involved for New Hour, roles that can really help them make an impact in their respective communities?
I love that question because just yesterday we took our community liaisons up to Albany to meet with lawmakers and to advocate for real criminal justice reforms. And most importantly, we always ask our women, what are your goals? Is your goal to become an advocate? Is your goal to obtain gainful employment? One of our members was able to get her CDL license and now drives a truck cross country and makes a gainful living and employed. And many of our members want basic human dignity. And so often, once a woman has survived incarceration, self-esteem and self-worth are really non-existent. And so for us, the sky is the limit once we empower our women to see themselves beyond their current situation.
You know, we just had New York State Senator Kevin Thomas on, and he talked about what reform needs to be done in regards to gun violence and gun safety. But in terms of incarceration, specifically for women, what does that legislation look like in order to ensure that there's real change in these prisons, both in the jails and once the women come out?
You know, there's no doubt that we have a gun violence epidemic, and that's largely due to the pandemic, in my opinion, and folks really feeling that they are in crisis because of a lack of sustainable, jobs and the economy being what it is and food and gas being so expensive. But we also know that locking more people up doesn't ever keep us safer. In fact, there are states that lock up a whole lot more people than New York, and they are less safe. So while that doesn't sound like common sense, it absolutely is. And one of the things that we have is a 2% rate at which women return to prison and jail. And that's because we offer support in our office. We have a leadership program. We have a social worker. We have food. We have clothing. We have transportation. Anything that creates a barrier to success, we want to offer our women so that they can stay stabilized and making good choices in their life in the community.
Insightful, intelligent, and informative. This is the Executive Director of New Hour, Serena Liguori. Serena, thank you so much for taking the time. I truly hope this is not the final time we're talking to you.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be with you.